CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Out of tune because of irregularity? Kellogg's All Bran helps get you back in tune. Kellogg's All Bran is the safe, natural way to end constipation caused by lack of bulk. The good tasting way, too. So get the one and only Kellogg's All Bran. ALL-BRAN. Millions depend on it daily to relieve irregularity.
Well, good morning, Pete's sakes. What are you doing up so early? I woke up and heard you racing around downstairs here like an express train.
Look, just eat your breakfast and go to work and get out from underfoot. Please, dear, I've got so much to do, I just feel frantic.
Well, I don't know why we're giving such a big party tonight. I mean, if we'd stuck to what we said and just had a small dinner for maybe three other couples...
Please, don't go over all that again. Now, 30 people are coming and that is that.
You're going to be in a state of collapse before anybody even gets here,
yeah,
I'm telling
well,
you.
Well, just the same.
At least you don't have to worry about the food, do you?
You don't have to worry about it.
Plus, we're getting that Josephine, that wonderful Josephine somebody we had a couple of times. She was so marvelous.
I don't know where you are sometimes. I couldn't get her. I finally got a Mrs. Proud that Ann Lundell recommended, and I don't know a thing about her, and she won't know where anything is in the kitchen, and she's twice as expensive as Josephine and probably not anywhere near as good a cook.
Well, what's she charging?
Well, let's not discuss the cost of the party right now, huh? I mean, the people were invited, they're coming, and I had to get somebody to help, and I did... Oh, cream! I forgot to get whipping cream. Okay, I'm right there.
Why should she charge twice as much as Josephine?
Honey, please, will you... Oh, my hair. I've got to put that up. And the candles, they sent yellow instead of white, and I asked for some small red ones. They didn't send those. Oh, there was something else. Let me see. What was I going to... Oh, honey, please try to get home early this afternoon and help with you at the last minute.
Look, you try to relax. You know, you're not going to enjoy the party at all.
How would you like to lose 125 pounds and stay thin? Well, if you're one of those born fat people, you'll probably sigh and say, well, interesting, it's true. But it can be done. As you'll see in the January Ladies' Home Journal, a natural fatty of 27 and a little girl of 5, both reduced with a special diet, and both have stayed reduced. Now you can find out how they did it and what happened to provide the incentive, all was necessary if serious reducing is to be accomplished. The January Journal tells you all details, including reducing and maintenance diets. Naturally, you can lose weight by following this diet, even if it's only 5 pounds you want to lose instead of 125. So start the new year by making sure you weigh what you want. And if you like a new and beautiful face, in the same issue, you'll see how 4 young women achieved a remarkable transformation in less than a day. So do be sure to get the January Ladies' Home Journal today, wherever magazines are sold.
Now, you'll find all the cooking utensils, the pots and the pans down here in these lower cupboards, Mrs. Proud. The paring knives, the wooden spoons and things like that in these 2 drawers. I set out the roaster for you here. Oh, I keep the spices up here. And if there's anything else you need, you know, I just come and ask me.
Look around until I find it, Mrs. Piper. If you don't mind, I prefer not to have someone running in and out of the kitchen while I'm cooking. I think you'll find the long run. It'll work out more satisfactorily for both of us.
Yes, well,
I've done all of Mrs. Winslow's holiday parties for years, and she always says to me, you're in charge of the kitchen, Mrs. Proud.
Yes.
Do you know Mrs. Winslow? Mrs. Harper Winslow?
Well, I know who she is. Of course, I see her name in the paper.
Well, I do all of her parties.
Well, that's just... Well, if you think you can find everything, then it's not.
Don't you have a larger wooden salad bowl?
No, I'm afraid that's the largest I have.
Oh, dear. Well, I'll just have to keep refilling it. And what did you plan to use for the turkey and the ham?
Well, I thought those two platters...
Oh, Mrs. Winslow has a large silver meat platter, which I always use for her turkey. I slice it in the kitchen and then arrange it very attractively with bits of holly and spiced crab apples.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't have a large silver meat platter. I have some silver serving dishes, a few little nut dishes, and a fruit bowl, and a vegetable dish in the buffet in the dining
room. Well, I'll take a look at what you have and do the best I can. What time are you planning to eat?
Well, I've asked everyone for 6:30, but I suppose with 30 people coming, it'll be 7 o'clock before they're all here, even though I'd like to eat by 7:30, but you know how people are sometimes. It's 8 o'clock or
well,
more.
I'd like to serve by 7:30, so I'm through with the dishes by 9:30 at the latest, Mrs. Piper. My husband doesn't like me driving home alone too late at night, so why don't we say 7:30 for dinner?
Yes, well, I'll...
Now, you just go arrange your flowers, Mrs. Piper, whatever you have to do, and just leave me in charge of the kitchen.
For Pete's sake, why don't you calm down, calm down. Go upstairs, will you? Take a bath and then lie down for 15 minutes. You've been going at this pace all day.
Yes, it took me nearly 2 hours just to arrange flowers, and I don't think that vase looks right at all, but I'm scared to go out to the kitchen and get the other white one.
Oh, for the love of Mike, why do you let that woman intimidate you so?
Look at how she talked to you when you came in with a dog. I prefer not having a dog in my kitchen, she says. Her kitchen? Oh, if only I could have gotten Josephine instead of that woman.
Well, you couldn't. You didn't, so stop worrying.
Now, I know she's not nearly as good as Josephine either, because I talked to Myra today, and she said she knows this woman. She said she works mostly at cocktail parties, but she's wonderful with things to serve at those, you know, special shrimp dips and tiny fancy sandwiches. But Myra said she's very ordinary when it comes to fixing food for buffet suppers, you know. And
boy, this living room is so jammed up with all these card tables
well,
and chairs.
I know it, but I thought it was better to set them up now than wait until the guests come. We'll eat early and then take them to... Oh, you're going to have to drive over and get Aunt Effie's friend, Miss Jensen. Now, don't forget that.
Miss Jensen?
She was invited before we knew Aunt Effie was eloping with Mr. Whittaker, so we had... Oh, and the Newtons called. They can't come because Ed is homesick. And then Edith Whitney called, and she has a friend visiting, and could they bring her along?
Oh, really? No.
I had to say yes. Honestly, it has just disrupted all of my seating arrangements.
Well,
go
take a bath, will you, and lie down and relax.
Well, I beg your pardon, Mrs. Piper.
Yes. I can't find any whipping cream.
Oh, no, there was something I forgot.
All right, look, I'll go get some whipping cream. Now, will you just take a bath and lie down and relax? I thought I told you to lie down.
Oh, well, I just couldn't. I lay down for 5 minutes. I thought, well, better get up and do my nails. What have you been doing?
I went out. I got the whipping cream. I came back. I sat down. I read the paper.
I guess men don't worry about parties the way women do. You better shower and shave and get ready anyhow, dear.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I've got plenty of time. It's only 20 minutes to 6. Oh.
Oh, now who can't come? I'll get it. Please take your shower, will you, honey? So somebody's ready in case someone comes around. Hello? Yes? You want to talk to Mrs. Proud? Oh, just a second. What? What do you mean, this is Mrs. Proud? Where are you? Home? What's
the matter, honey?
Mrs. Proud, what do you mean you're home? I thought you were downstairs here in the kitchen.
Yeah, what's the matter? What's the trouble now?
My husband said what? Yes?
Huh? Yeah.
Hold on, please. What did you say to us?
What did I say to who? I don't know what you're talking about.
What did you say to Mrs. Proud out in the kitchen? And you were so mad she went home.
What?
30 people coming for dinner and the cook has walked out on us. What in heaven's name did you say to her? Something about a special recipe for a shrimp dip or something? Just...
I was just joking.
What did you say?
Well, I tried her shrimp dip with one of the shrimps, and I said it was very good. And how did she make it? And she said it was her own recipe, and I just made some facetious remark about paying her enough it ought to include the recipe. I was just joking.
Don't you know these women have special secret recipes? They're very fussy about not giving out to anyone, and then did you tell her that you make a remark like that? You get her back here. I don't care how you do it. You take the phone and you get her back here. I can't even stop. 30 people.
All right. Now, give me the phone. Give me the phone. Somehow I'll get her back.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Anthropologists tell us that since earliest recorded history, dancing has been associated with festive occasions. And a little bird reminds us New Year's Eve is just such a time. And to help you greet 1960, CBS Radio will bring you Thursday night the finest dancing music in the land, a solid 7 hours worth. You'll hear music from 19 top bands, including, among many others, the Tommy Dorsey and Glenn Miller Orchestras, Count Basie, Vincent Lopez, Guy Lombardo, Lionel Hampton, Duke Ellington, and Lawrence Welk. That's CBS Radio's traditional New Year's Eve dancing party, starting Thursday night and winding up well into Friday. Oh, and one more thing. We wouldn't just feel right if we didn't add a warning to temper the celebrating with common sense. If everyone took the pledge not to be one of those New Year's Eve fatalities, there wouldn't be any. No driver's physical condition makes him a wizard behind the wheel when his blood's diluted with alcohol. Don't let the drinkers drive. Don't let the drivers drink.
Well, the only reason I came back, Mrs. Piper, is that my husband said I shouldn't let you down. But I don't like being insulted. I've done Mrs. Harper Winslow's holiday party every year, and Mrs. Winslow has always said to me, Mrs. Proud, you're worth every cent I pay you.
Yes,
and in fact, she has sometimes said I ought to charge more. But Mrs. Winslow wouldn't have anybody else but me cook for her party.
Yes, well, thank you for coming back, Mrs. Poverty.
Yes.
My husband didn't.
No, I was just joking, really. I mean...
Come on, dear, don't know anything. Just get out of the kitchen so they're not in her way. And our guests will be arriving. You know.
I'm planning to serve promptly at 7:30, Mrs. Piper.
Yes.
Oh,
all right, Mrs. Poverty. Come on, dear. Come on, dear.
Look here, dinner at 7:30, if I'm safe. I don't think we should eat it before 8, at least.
She wants to have dishes done by 9:30. Her husband doesn't like her driving home late at night.
Now, look here. This is our dinner party. By golly, we're paying her to have...
Will you? I'm upset enough already. Well, don't say that or something else, will you?
For all her bragging about always cooking for this Mrs. Winslow, I know she can't hold a candle to Josephine, who always thinks up such marvelous new salads and those beautiful desserts. And I saw this woman making the salad. She just packed up ahead of lettuce. I mean,
All right. Now, look, let's stop worrying, shall we? Come on, honey. It's just a party. Cheer up. Everything will be fine. Come on, smile. Stop looking as though you've been put through a ringer.
I guess that's the way I feel.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of the hours, the days you spend planning a party, all the work. And then it seems the guests arrive, they eat, you hardly get a chance to talk to anybody, and then wham, it's over, they're gone.
Yeah? Yeah, well, that's about it, I guess. Well, at least we're giving a party and getting rid of some of our obligations. And for once, we're ready, huh? Rushing around madly at the last minute.
Yes.
Yes? Are you having just plain strawberries for dessert?
Why, no, I'm having meringue filled with pistachio ice cream and crushed strawberries over it.
Well, I can't find any meringue. Didn't you pick up the meringue?
What meringue?
At the bakery. The last thing I said to you this morning. Oh, what meringue? He said the last thing.
Nothing was said to me about any meringue.
Get your coat on while I call the bakery and ask them to stay open for heaven's sake.
Golly, what happened to the days when it was fun to give a party?
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Tell about it. Thank you.